Am I willing to pay the price? That's a good statement, isn't it? Am I willing to pay the price? This is a thought for today, Dr. Herbert O'Baharley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California. Am I willing to pay the price? Ah, yes. The price is a very beautiful and expensive thing, but am I willing to pay the price? We all say we'd like to grow spiritually. We all say we'd like to enjoy a healthy body, healthy mind, healthy spirit. We'd like to enjoy these things. But am I willing to pay the price? Now the price is tremendously costly. It goes against the grain of everything we've ever done. Always we want to give a very temporary, a very shortcut activity towards what we're dealing with. And by giving this shortcut activity to what we're dealing with, we get a shortcut response. You know, the doctor says when he prescribes pills for you, that you should take all the pills, even at the point where you feel that you have been healed. When you no longer have the problem for which you're taking the pills, he says, take all the pills, because when you take them, then you have completely cleaned up your system and completely taken care of the problem that was there. Now, the same thing is true with the work that a practitioner does, with the work that an individual does who works on their spiritual life, who works on their individual self in every beautiful way. We say affirmations. We say treatments of truth. We say these things by changing our mental attitude, because thoughts are things. And so we say, I like me, I like me, I like me. And we say, I don't see any responses. We say, all is in divine order. I don't see any responses. I like me, I like me, I like me. Stop saying, I don't see any responses. You don't say when you're taking the pills that you don't see responses. You just keep taking them, and then the responses take place subliminally. You don't even know they're happening, but you keep taking the pills because you're instructed to do so by your official doctor who knows what he's talking about. Well, in the area of spiritual work, we know what we're talking about. Practitioners, metaphysicians, people who are working in this field, they know them. Even though it doesn't appear something is happening, something very wonderful is happening. So we say, say your treatment, say your treatment, say your treatment, over and over and over again, and watch the magic take place. I referred to one lady who visited us just a week or so ago, and while she was here, she came because she had some very important things to take care of in her body, mind, and spirit. And she was really pretty sad, pretty far off. She was very, very, very unhappy with herself, and her body showed it, and her mind showed it, and her life showed it. And I said to her, you spend the next 9 hours, no lunch, no nothing, you spend the next 9 hours walking the meditation paths here at the University of Healing at the campus, and you say, I like me, all is in divine order. I like me, all is in divine order. Repeat it again and again and again. And take along a bottle of water so that when you get dry, you wet your lips, and then you go on. I like me, I like me, I like me. All is in divine order. Well, she knew I knew what I was talking about, but she had not practiced this before. She had practiced it in little ways and seen little results, but not in the intensive way that I did. So for the 3 days that she was here, we continually had her speaking her word, speaking her word. By the time she was ready to go home, she says, wow, I feel like a new person. And I said, it's only the beginning. Keep saying those words. She went home, and she wrote a letter. She says, I feel fantastic. I feel glorious. She called on the telephone 2 or 3 times saying, I feel wonderful. I feel great. I feel fantastic. And then she wrote again, and she said, I feel fantastic. Now, that fantasticness will fade away, and she will become the unhappy person that she was when she came up here. Unless she continues making these statements about herself. Well, when do you stop? Never. This statement about yourself should be so ingrained in your consciousness that when you get up to go to the bathroom, you say, I like me, all is in divine order. When you walk the path, I like me, all is in divine order. When you're doing the dishes or eating your food or doing anything at all, you're thinking, I like me, all is in divine order. And this becomes so ingrained, so imbued within our being that it is part of our nature. And it is part of our nature. And then, no matter what circumstances we're facing, no matter what, when we believe that I like me and all is in divine order, all is in divine order. Our body is in divine order. Our mind is in divine order. Our being is in divine order. And we are in divine order. It's a principle that works. Oh, yes. And what a thought for today. You know, that person who went back home and said, I like me and all is in divine order, is but one of many, many people who say that. People come to campus here and they say, Herb, I want you to be there. I want you to be there, Herb. I want you to be there because if you're not there, I can't do anything. And that's the wrong purpose, the wrong reason. My enthusiasm, my charisma, my belief in these principles is so strong that I stand firmly on them, and whoever is around me stands firmly on them too. And so when I am away for a congress, or I'm away for a conference or a seminar series or something, and the people are here and they don't practice it themselves, by themselves, they're not going to practice it when they go home. They're not going to practice it when they go home. They're with me, and they have no desire for drugs. They have no desire for anything that's going to be harmful to their being. But then, when I'm away, the old desire comes back because they have not been consistent. They do not have that drive that sends them into their wholeness and their perfection. You can have that drive every moment of your life when you say, I like me, and all is in divine order. That's all it's to it. Just say it, and 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 be it. And enjoy it, and I love you, I love you, I love you.